Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Welcome back to the Old and Bold Podcast. You already know the name, HB, Harry Panero. And I'm joined by my co-host.
Yes, Darkest, I'm here. You know, I've been there and I've been here and I'm going to be there when you get there.
So you see this one then? You see this episode?
I mean, can I? Shut up.
I'm not going to say a word.
This episode, it hits somewhere deep in the core, in the nucleus of the body temperature. It feels good because this guest that we got here today, guys, he's not only Leng.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not only rich.
Yeah.
He's my flipping bloodline for the floodline ass budline. Yo, budline, you got 3 for 20.
Yeah.
So, bro. I'm awake, bro.
This is the app.
Yeah, no.
This is the app.
This one has been in the comments from the start.
From the beginning.
The first thing they said, can we get this gentleman on there?
Yes, can we get him?
So, but, you know, we have to give a little run through of him.
Okay, go on. A run through of him is crazy.
Yeah. Run through,
And hold on, we're talking about you.
Can you get that button for me, please?
Yeah,
that's a good button.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you might need to.
Yeah, go on, two sex.
Why?
Yeah. All right, so genuinely selfless, talented.
Yes.
Muslimin.
Yes.
Arsenal fan.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Yeah.
The one and only, ladies and gentlemen, it's Chunksy's in the building. So Chunks, this is, you're the first guest of season two.
Allah.
First guest of season two.
New, everything.
This is the first one that's coming out of season two.
Love and admiration.
Yeah.
Perspiration.
Spray. Yeah. How you feeling?
Yeah. No, you smell good. Yeah. You smell fantastic.
So obviously, you've done a lot in your career.
Well, hold on. Before you do, what do you think about the set? Because it's a new set.
Like, you guys absolutely smashed it, bro. It looks absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
What, you're... Love it. Only thing I question, what's the heat about, man?
It's my film. It's my favorite film.
You never tell me that, man. You made that film, man.
I'm
imagining
it in my life.
Oh, and why is it then when Paul Scholes your favorite?
Signed.
Signed, she'll deliver them you.
Wow.
Needed that.
I should have done a podcast with him.
So why did I get what?
I just
got a drive-by for no reason.
Olden Lane. Cat could have flew to me, yeah?
Olden Lane.
Yeah.
But anyway, Chuck, obviously you've done a lot in your career.
Yes.
How does it rank here, being the first guest in season two of
Bottom Three?
Bottom Three?
Bottom Three things I've done in my career. Yeah. Off the bat.
So is it up there with Cineworld?
But nah, Cineworld was a great experience.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Well, I really enjoyed it. All jokes aside, obviously, love being on here. Mm. My brothers, always happy to, you know what I mean, be on and support the man. And the man are smashing it. Allahumma barik. I'm very happy to be here, but Allah, generally.
Thank you so much, bro. You smell great as well.
The bottom three hurt me a little bit.
That was a joke.
Obviously, when I first met you, swag was horror.
Yeah, Fez.
Where you are now, though.
So, yeah, rise me up a little bit.
To me.
Where you pointing at it?
I need self-awareness.
You got to know who you are, though.
Real, though, Like, come on. Why? Why?
But so talk to us about this new dress sense. What's happening
there? Just trying to work and progress in life, you know what I mean?
You used to be a tracky whore.
I thought you said you used to be a tramp. I was about to start
because tramp, he knows you well.
Yeah,
he would know.
No, because I've been a tramp.
You just got out of remand from that.
From Tramp Garden. Yeah. No, but generally, when you progress in life and you know what I mean, back to 30 and just life changing, you just want to work harder. Just, you know what I mean? Dress a little bit different.
You see,
I'm just trying to live.
All right, cool. So before we get into anything, we're going to do a little game with you.
Yeah.
Blind ranking. Now, Amy's going to say some, I don't even know what it is. She might say celebs. She might say football player. She might say whatever. And we've got a blind rank as a team.
So right? No more.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Different I like type
this
of fears.
One. I like this one.
Right. Okay.
I like this
but
one.
But you're scared of
one
dogs.
Being the worst, five being the best.
Did you go to school?
Sometimes.
Education.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
So you don't understand your Unger?
It was a joke.
Oh, first.
That's why I'm... bro.
Stop trying to connect with him, though. Like, yeah. You're just trying to leave me and don't do that.
Hold the lane.
Nah, it won't work. All right, go on. Talk to me.
First one, fear of failing.
Fear of failing.
Let's put it on five.
I'll put it on five. I'm not really
scared.
I believe
in God, I ain't failing.
That's a good quote, man.
That's genuinely.
What? Yeah.
I believe in God, I ain't failing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then put Dash Chunks 2025.
Yeah.
So you're the first person to say that one then?
Who else?
Cena.
Who else?
Chat GB.
Nah. My life, that's me.
Yeah?
Fresh. Out of fridge.
Say that one more time. That's for the people that know.
Well, I forgot a quote, was it?
As if believe in God, how you failing?
Yeah.
Believe in God, how you
but don't say my quote like you made out there.
Yeah. You know, failure is a stepping stone to where you want to be in life, so you can't really be scared of it.
I think that was a bit wordy though.
Yeah, it was too much.
I'm bored of that one.
Yeah. It's not a phrase, that was a sentence.
I think sweat is the currency of success.
You're taking my stuff.
For me, that is.
Bro, do you know what fail is the other way around?
What?
Life. And life is for living.
You can't spot it. It's Liaf. It's Liaf.
Yeah, good one.
he reached.
Yeah, no,
and he didn't grab that.
I didn't grab that. All right, so what, we're going failure for 50,
yeah?
Yeah,
I'm not scared of that, man. Fear of missing an alarm on an
important day. Can I be raw with
four,
you?
Four, man.
No. Yeah, that is four, but it's happened before and I just hope it doesn't happen again. It's horrible.
I just blame on my son.
Yeah, I can't. I remember this guy. Yeah, he uses his stuff, any excuse, because I remember, bro. We were just chilling, watching the boxing, and he got bored. He could tell. He didn't speak for 10 minutes. He said, yo, you, man, I'm going to just leave. And I said, where are you going, bro? I need to pick up my... It's 2 a.m., man.
You know, you see him chat to no one before.
No, because I need to figure
something out. Cut.
Yeah, let me get in that whizzer. And bro, I say this all the time.
Yeah.
See where you lot used to live?
Yeah, Quay.
No matter how I drive.
Yeah.
It could be towed.
Yeah.
It could be going crazy. I'm getting there at the same time.
Yeah,
I hated it.
I said, no matter how I drive.
Yeah,
no,
bro, right.
You can't.
All right, cool. What's the next one then? Oh. So you see that one there? That can be two.
Can I be honest with you? That's a freezy for me. I'm not scared of it. Yeah. My brother.
One.
All right, can we go to two?
Cool.
Two.
Okay. Well, life for me, well, life is number one.
Yeah. Would you rather bungee jump or skydive? Because skydiving is higher.
Stay in the ground.
First, they're both on the same level for you.
They're both hell. Like, you know what I mean? There's no point.
Yeah, I know.
Like, would you rather shoot your mum or dad? Neither, if that's all right.
How about that one then?
How about that one?
I didn't give that
as
an option.
No, but that
was
same. Same thing.
We've got number two. Okay, but you see that one there then? Texting the wrong person, but it's about them.
So you see, my man's pissing me off.
No. Let's make it real though.
Yeah.
Texting your Marge.
It's like, I hate my mom. Like, my mom's fucking annoying.
My mom's jarring.
Like, my mom's
she made
annoying.
Horror.
My mom's flipping annoying.
And it's her.
And so you're saying to your mom, you have to break.
It's just more cringe, you know what I mean?
It's so cringe. Yeah.
You know, the worst is, you know, if you get caught up, I know a couple of men, I'm not a gossiper.
Yeah.
I see a couple of men screenshot a conversation that they've had with someone and resend it to the
same person.
When they've told you a secret. That one, dog.
No, that one there. You know you got to get
Darkest did that.
No. All right, cool. So we're going what? I'm going to say three.
There's going to be something worse, man.
Yeah, there could be something worse. I know this one here is going to be, Assalamu alaikum. Go on, talk to me.
See,
fair rejection.
I told you, I should be number one.
Rejection what though? I mean, rejection anything, what from a job
anything,
or a gal?
Anything.
The only rejection I'm afraid of is the one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Doing too much, man.
So when it's you, this is the thing about you, bro. When you want to, this is the thing. I can't use the one that's for me. Then everyone else can use their one. Let me use that one then.
No, fair
rejection. I think we've done all right with that one then.
No, not really, man.
So what, you'd swap?
Heights, number one.
And then
the rest I ain't scared of.
No, rejection from girls sometimes, bro, can put you off. Because I've been rejected, I've been smeared,
I got one brethren. He used to message girls on BBM.
Yeah.
Saying, let's step to 3 a.m. or long thing.
Remember
that brethren?
Let's step to
3 a.m. Step to 3 a.m. or long thing. And then the girl tell me, yo.
Who was that, Max?
Nah, I ain't saying names. Yeah, definitely.
Do I know him though? Bro, you know him very well.
All right, cool. So, you know what I'm really proud of you about, Strunks, is you've been able to transition, all right? And I see you now in your presenting bag, all right? Baller League. Round of applause because...
Thank you, brother.
You know what I mean? I started watching Baller League predominantly just because the man and them were there.
100.
And I didn't know whether or not you was going to have a team, but when you said you was going to be presenting, it was incredible. But seeing you be yourself on something that is broadcast across the world, it's on YouTube and everything else. Number one, how important is that for you to remain being Chunks and not change because of the lights, the cameras and everything?
I feel like when I get these gigs, they just kind of give it to me because they know that man don't really care. Like, I'm going to be myself and just be, I'm past that point of trying to impress and trying to make people like me, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just be unapologetically myself and just, if it cuts through, it cuts through. If not, I mean, nah, I care, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm going to just have fun. And I feel like that's good sometimes and that's bad sometimes.
Of course.
Because obviously, maybe I'm a bit too biased to the teams that I support.
Mm. That's what I was about to say.
But I don't care about it, honestly. Because like even Gary Neville the other day, he was getting killed because I don't know if you saw on the comms the Liverpool United game when you guys scored.
You can
screaming.
Yeah, of course.
People get annoyed by that.
Yeah.
Why would you? It's real emotions, real passion, no? Wouldn't you want that? Yeah. I don't know. But again, man, I'm happy. I love the gig and they like me hosting it, presenting it. So
yeah,
great, man.
Yeah.
How different would you say it is from everything else you've done? Because it is live.
Yeah.
And there's no slip ups, you've got to be
on point. So I've done lucky to do some like live hosts and stuff like the MOBAs and stuff. Yes. And that was more pressure because I feel like you don't want to be the butt of the joke. You want to, you know what I mean, deliver. And plus that was very early on to my career. Whereas now it's kind of chilled because it's like, even if I make a mistake, I'm just kind of like, I don't care. It's live. Mm. Let me just, again, you know, bro, you don't know. What the years into your career, you end up realizing that it's not that deep. If you mess up, it's not, you know what I mean? You could just kind of come back and, oops, I messed up there. Ha ha, laugh it off, boom, move on. You know what I mean? Instead of just overthinking about it. And that's one thing Doug used to do a lot where he used to overthink too much. Yeah. Like he'd be like, oh, you reckon that's funny? I'm just like, bro, you're literally one of the funniest guys I know. You know what I mean? There's nothing to worry about. Like after shoots, it would always be like, well, you reckon that was good? I said, bro, you smashed it. Yeah. Whereas me, I feel like, alhamdulillah, I've been lucky enough to just kind of have that instilled in me where I'm like, you know what, bro? I enjoyed it. I don't care. I'm happy. I don't need to prove myself to anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but regardless, I think you're doing a fantastic job, man.
Alhamdulillah, bro.
Yeah, this
Baller League's a bit different now because there's an extra friend. Now, SDS, obviously, Sharky won it last year. Now, Nico has joined NDL. Didn't have the best start.
Yeah.
What's your predictions for both teams? Because obviously, now I think the league, as you already know, is more stronger. There's more better players and everything else. The quality's gone up a notch. Yeah, yeah. How do you think both of them will do?
I feel like Sharky having a year in already, like, or a season in, sorry, that he's going to have more experience. And of course, no disrespect, but I feel like Maz is more polished as a coach and understands what he wants from his players. Manel's obviously very good too, but I don't know. Maz for me is just, maybe because I've seen him, their training sessions much more. I think like he's just that coach, you know what I mean? And I feel like potentially is going to be the thing, the reason as to why they go far on the competition. I feel like with NDL and Nico's team, Nico's, you know what I mean, just got the Galacticos, just hella incredible footballers.
Yeah, top players.
But maybe is it going to be their own detriment where they have too many good players?
No team cohesion, yeah.
They don't know team cohesion. Yeah, of course it is. Because now, for example, you have to have squad players that are happy to get 3, 4, 5 minutes. When you have 11 Cristiano Ronaldo's waiting on the bench, waiting on the pitch, and there's 5 on the bench, they're going to give you headaches, bro. You have to have somebody that's that sixth man that's happy to be like, I'm just going to be happy to contribute when I have to. You know what I mean? I don't have to get 23 minutes. Whereas, like I said, I feel like there's too many men that are main character syndrome, potentially egos. I'm not saying it's a problem. I'm not saying it's potentially the truth, but I'm saying that is maybe the case. I don't know. Mm. But I don't know. I think, again, they'll probably pick up form and start performing later on in the weeks. And I think for my actual prediction, they'll probably all get top four.
Mm.
So the NDL game against M5, So obviously the loser had to get in a coffin and get carried out, innit?
Yeah.
Don't you think that was a bit nuts?
It was weird. I didn't understand. Obviously, basically, because of Nico leaving Traitors.
Yeah.
In Traitors, he had to jump into a coffin.
Yeah.
So then they basically did the same thing. That's what it was, but I don't know. I didn't really find that too funny.
Yeah, like, no, it's not even funny. It's like, why am I thinking about death?
It was a bit strange. Honestly, a couple of men across the road because, well, so they were thinking, what's going on? Mm. But obviously, content in it. Nico's here. not because of his ball knowledge. You know what I mean? The guy's clueless, but I'm saying more so to bring vibes.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing.
And he looks great in the suit.
Of course.
No, he looks fantastic.
That was a good suit. But Idris Elba's right hand, I forgot his name, my bad, broski, but he was saying it's extra material, it's too much extra material. When he said that, I was clear. Too much extra material. I was bawling, bro. That was hilarious. Well, I admit that's hilarious.
Idris, what a guy as well. Well, there's something that's changed about you. You're actually being consistent on YouTube again.
By the grace of Allah.
So obviously, no one knows this, but you have got bipolar, right?
Fez?
Yeah, because, you know, with...
Tell me your studies.
To be like, you know what, bro, I'm just focused on, you know, this and then focused on that. And then you just come out of nowhere, seven videos in a row.
Yeah.
What happened then, man? Talk to me.
Just let me, if I can make some money, that'd be nice. You know what I mean, man? Let's have it right, man.
Yes. I love honesty.
No, bro. You just need it in the squares, innit?
I like YouTube. It's the reason I'm here today.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got over 3 million followers, almost about to hit 4 million subscribers. And they're just there waiting, saying, so it'll be nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know what? Why not make some videos, have people laughing, make some money as well.
Yeah.
Cool. That's me being honest, man.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know what? I've got nothing really consistent going on in terms of uploads. I'm looking to my left. I'm seeing AJ smashing it out. Nico's doing his thing as well. Mm. Sharky's over got SDS. And then Kenny's obviously touring the world, getting videos left, right, and center. So instead of being a joke, man, I might as well try and be consistent.
A question I want to ask, because both of us are probably the worst YouTubers on Google.
I think genuinely, I think we're both.
You're not even YouTubers, you're tubers, bro.
No, we're not you.
You know what?
We're just going back and forth.
Because you're back and forth into YouTube.
Yeah, that's the thing. That was good, man. I work hard.
You know what makes it so stupid, yeah? We're both on 800K. So, and there was a period of time where we were consistent. We were consistent.
I'm on 821K, actually.
How many videos have you uploaded?
In my life?
Yeah.
I want to say 17.
No, not 17. Tougher, like, not 17. You got more than 17.
Bro, if I'm honest.
You might look about that, man. Think about that, man.
No, but I'll be real with you.
17 videos, 800 kids.
When I started filming with the man, they expected me to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
I expected myself to also do that. But then life hits you and you get comfortable.
Because when
the money starts coming in from other people, you realize, I don't need you. But that's the essence of who man is YouTube.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've just neglected something that people are there, because you know what it is, if it was a thing where they could unfollow on Instagram, they probably would.
But
subscribers,
you don't really go out of your way to press unsubscribe.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you don't go out of your way to press unsubscribe.
For all of us, why do we not upload consistently? Well, you more than us, but for all of us, why don't we do it?
There's no secret formula as to why. It's laziness. Mm. So if you come down to it, laziness, bro, if someone offered me a gun to my head saying, yo, I'll kill you right now if you don't upload weekly, I'm doing it, bro.
Mm.
So I've got the time and I've got the time to do it. But as you said, we got comfortable, innit?
Yeah.
So I think, but I think comfortability kills growth. Do you get what I mean?
I like that one.
I mean, yeah, you know, I reached in my arsehole
and
I searched. No, in my own, that's my own one.
But I'm saying in front of us.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I've clocked with you though?
Yeah.
You and Anus have got something going on.
There's nothing. Listen, first of all, don't try paint me to be this creep when you're the fucker.
That's another quote.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So you're on quotes today.
Yeah, I mean, that's
you wear a t-shirt, a crop top today. You want to start doing that. That's the thing, man. Remember, I'm changing their dress. I wanted to, so you reckon it's just laziness then?
That's what it comes down to. Genuinely, if we weren't lazy, bro, we would, like, it's not even laziness. You know, it is laziness, but it's laziness tied in with being comfortable. So it's not just laziness, bro. There's like, you know what I mean?
Do you know what my thing is? I think I see the Mandem's videos, AJ, for example, Nico, and I'm like, these are my peers, and look at the videos that they're putting in. I think I got comfortable just sitting down on a table doing general knowledge, and I was like, I can't do this no more.
Yeah.
And if I'm not going to do something that is, I think, is going to test my barrier as well in terms of what I can do, then I'm not going to do it.
I'll ask you a question though. You know the laziness thing. Do you think that could be applied to everyone? Because, like, if I ask you right now, could you be doing more?
Could I be doing more? Yes.
Yeah, but then the fact that you're not doing more, does that make you lazy?
No, it makes you comfortable. You're comfortable. Okay. And I feel like you're not maybe ambitious, potentially.
Yeah, I feel like you can be ambitious at times, but do you think ambition kind of runs out?
If you're not working at your full potential, then you aren't working to your full potential. It's that simple, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're kind of comfortable in the place you're in. So that's what I'm trying to get at. So... That doesn't necessarily mean you're lazy, but it doesn't mean that. It also means you're not trying to reach your full potential. Which is, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, especially if you're doing well in life anyway.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are made to just do the bare minimum. A lot of people are there to do the most.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's about where you find yourself in that medium.
So, brother, moving on, yeah? I feel like, you know, it is everyone, especially in our industry or like the position we're in, at some point in the career, they get some sort of hate, whether that be from like a group of people, like, or just one person in your Snapchat. You can see where I'm going with this.
Go,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. No, so how do I word this perfectly? So from the beginning of your career, obviously me being around you almost every single day, I see the same shit that you see. And I feel like you're one of the, you know, this sounds biased, but it's not, it's just the truth.
Yeah.
I feel like everything you've ever done or that you got hate for doesn't make sense to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it genuinely doesn't.
No, it makes no sense to me. Cause like, bro, him getting in his car wrong. How is Chunks getting in his car? Like, and there's a whole 3-minute video about it.
Yeah.
So it's just like compared to, and that's been happening, I think, for a while. So I'm saying the first time you've ever realized, like, why am I getting hate to now? Like, how has your mentality changed? Or just been the same? Have you just followed that I don't care train?
No. I'll be honest. Beginning of my career, like, was a thing where I loved being liked. Like, my thing was, up until about Soccer Aid, the first Soccer Aid, all it ever was online was positivity. Like, people loved me. They liked to come up. Like, bear in mind, bro, I was like 50 kilos heavy. I had a big gap tooth and nobody even took the pink out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I really like the internet, all my friends almost, you know what I mean? Everyone really parred with me. But I feel like where the transition happened was that first Soccer Aid when I missed the penalty. That's when I remember going on social media and people are laughing at me. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. And it's not that deep, you know what I mean? But at the time,
yeah, it's just like
my head was flying. You know what I'm trying to say? I was thinking, what's going on here? So I feel like it went from the Soccer Aid thing where people were laughing at me, which was kind of weird, to then me talking about the fact that I quit music. When I've done that, that was me talking openly about my struggles with faith and how I now want to become a better Muslim, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
That was the start of my demise, in my opinion. Because
but why? This is
yeah, yeah. Can I be honest? Yeah? Yeah.
Okay, now let me tell you why. The reason I've done that video was because I wanted to hold myself accountable to never jump back into music. Okay, if I, between the mandem, said I've quit music because of religion, and then obviously you know how Iman fluctuates up and down. Yeah. I'm close to my religion and I'm not. That's what happens in life with everybody. If now when I'm at my all-time low and I stop doing music again, only my brothers are going to be like, come on, I'm too.
Yeah,
if I put it online, people are going to be like, come on, Chunks, you're better than this. They're going to be my support system, my support unit. So I'm going to be like, thank you guys, and jump back off it. Right. That's me and my deluded self, innit?
Mm. Yeah.
What it ended up meaning was that I open myself up for criticism now, because whenever I make a mistake, anything religion-based, it's, what happened to you want to become a better Muslim? I said, no, I wanted to stop making music. It's not about me listening to music. It's not about me going to this place. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
So what ended up happening was, in my opinion, is I opened up my life for criticism. So now whenever I make a mistake, I basically say to you guys, cuss me for my mistake. That's what people perceive that video as, potentially. That's what you know what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
So I feel like that video was the start of my demise. That's what I think.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think you said it perfectly. I think when I first met you, even like how my parents look at you is, Chunks is perfect.
Mm.
Because there isn't anything about you. And even outside of what people say about you, generally, you live your life a very, very great way, right? Yeah. Alhamdulillah. But I think you were very young and deluded to think that people are going to look at you like that forever.
Yeah, I thought I was like everyone's brother online. Like, it's going to be a thing where, I can't lie to you, one thing I will say, the Somalis, 9 times out of 10, have always rocked with, man, heavy.
Yeah.
And I always, that's why I'm my people, of course, you know what I mean? So no matter what, whenever people are violating me, it's always the Somalis that are always like, oh, that's our people, like, don't do that. But, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So obviously, respect to them 24s. Again, I'm not trying to make myself a victim. Like, I don't care in it. Like, obviously, it's not nice to read bullshit about yourself online. But again, alhamdulillah, regardless, I've got like a great support system around, man. But what I'm trying to get is, I feel like, me, out of all of us, I think I'm the most open with man's faith, most open with what we get up to Deenian wise and whatever. And I feel like the more you speak about you, the more you let people in.
Yeah,
and it's like this parasocial thing where they feel like they can, Chuck, what are you doing, blood? Don't do that. Like, you, you know what I mean?
Facts.
I remember doing Umrah, bro.
I remember you. I was with you, bro.
Broski was with me,
yeah.
Bear in mind,
the first time.
And then man's in the some food hall. And while you comes up to me, Broski, can I chat to you? I said, yeah, 100, bro. What are you saying, bro? Are you good? I was expecting him to just show man love because that's what everyone was doing in there. And he goes, like, bro, he just started highlighting everything negative I've ever done in my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, bro, you're putting instrumentals in your thing. Your stories are filled with music, blah, 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 blah. Why are you doing this, bro? And it wasn't like, I know people come up to me on a, yo, you should do this. And I like that.
Yeah.
My man was just being critical. Nothing else about no good things I've done. And I just start laughing. I said, as my brother, bro, you're meant to see the best in me, innit? You're meant to be able to say, bro, I know you're a good person. I know you got a good heart. Boom, boom, boom. But, and then caveat it with, but you should do this. You know what I mean? My man just started violating me.
And you know what?
5 minutes.
Yeah, we were sitting down eating and I genuinely thought it was, he was asking for advice.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah. It's just like, you know when someone's asking for time and then I'm seeing them going back and forth as well and his demeanor didn't change. It was obviously, bro, we're in the holy place.
The holiest place, bro. Man's in the joints.
And what was your response to him after?
I just said to him, broski, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, do you think I'm a bad person? Like, just tell me. And he goes, nah, of course not, bro. I said, have I done anything positive in my life, maybe? And he goes, of course, you're a good role model to the Muslims growing up, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, cool. I said, where currently are we right now? You know what I mean? As to better myself, right? He goes, yeah, you're on Saudi and Umrah. I said, why does it feel like you're just vilifying everything about me? You haven't made me feel like I'm a good person in the slightest. I said, if anything, you're deterring me from my own religion and making me want to go further away. Alhamdulillah, I've got good people around me. So I'll never, ever be deterred from my own religion. Yeah. But you're a bad example of our people because you're just criticizing, telling me what I could do when, let's be honest, bro, I know for a fact they're not perfect, but nobody's giving you advice the same way you've just given me advice. You know what I mean? I said, be more softer with your approach. Be more nicer with your approach. Like, you could speak to me as a brother. You know what I'm trying to say? And then he kind of even realized himself. He goes, he went, my bad, bro. You're right. You're right. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. But it was a nice interaction because now my man's probably thought himself, I'm
You probably changed him.
Probably. You know what I'm trying to say? But in general, what he done, people do it 10 times worse and it's online. You get it? So it's like...
Bro.
But I think, another thing is that we have grown up in an era where when we was first posting our first ever video, comments was what gave us satisfaction to know whether or not...
It
gave us satisfaction to know, okay, cool, this video is banging and so on and so forth. So much so we are conditioned to look at comments. So then when the tide turns and it's not what we like, it kind of affects us a bit more. But I've always said, the real life interactions that we have outweigh what the comments are.
Mm.
And we should always remember that. I think for Dark, it's obviously you being Chunks' cousin, it hurts more because he hasn't done anything wrong.
Broski, on my words,
it's like, it's one of them ones where it's like, something. So I've always said I'll never go online and defend anyone
because
happens behind closed doors is what really matters, right?
Yeah,
but it does get to a stage where even my brethren that don't know you will be like, blood, I met my man, he's not like, what's...
Yeah.
You know, they want to go mad, but it's we can't control that.
Yeah, of course not.
And I'm happy that you're at this place now where you're not, like, you're like, you know what, alhamdulillah, I've got my life, I've got my family, I've got my friends, trying to get closer to my deen and doing the best that I can. That's it, bro.
Do you know what makes me laugh? Do you know, especially when it was first happening, I think, how many times have I messaged you, like, hey, can I reply to this?
I'm like,
he's like, bro, Doc, if you reply to this, me and you are fighting.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro,
one rule about the internet, you're never going to beat the internet.
Never.
You know what I mean by that?
Yeah,
I know. You're never going to defeat
the
internet.
I don't have patience for things that don't make sense, like idiots.
Yeah, I know.
Do you get what I mean? But then I've come to the realization.
You'll lose that battle.
Yeah, you can't win arguments.
Also, common sense actually isn't common.
It's not.
The people don't have common sense. So it's like, for me, it's like, you're never going to win that battle. So you know what? Just accept it and just be like, fair enough, man. That's cool.
Yeah, and the growth aspect, people don't expect people to grow.
Also, if I was to ask any of you guys, have any of you lot been G-checked in real life? Has anyone ever said some bad comments in your face?
Never in a million.
And what's that? That's the real life, right?
Yeah, that's why, real life. That's it.
I can show you 1,000 comments where people are telling me to kill myself. Yeah. And guess what? In real life, it's always been like...
You reckon you walk past at least one of them?
Furthermore, I linked to brother. Furthermore, I linked to one guy. He's bro, big fan. Can I take a picture? I said, 100%. Boom, boom, boom. Took a picture with my man. Yeah. I've jumped in my car now. He's tagged me. I've got in the tags. I've scrolled. He's talking crazy. just two scrolls away. He said, you're fucking bigger bastard. But now he took a picture saying, my goat. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's hilarious. I've got this little 17-year-old, and if I'm scrolling, day one, you trying to recognize me. Day two, what happened to you, man? You used to be nice. You fucking bring him busted. And then the next picture is me and him like this. You know what I mean? And then my goat.
Yeah.
Bro, people are genuinely sick.
I've got day one of message of darkness until you replies. Day two of it, I swear to God, reach day 17, that's what you bold pussy. Reply to one of my
friends.
No, 17 days crazy.
Day one, day two.
No, he's wrong. It's my fault.
And then picture.
You big and busted.
Bruce, he's messed
up. I need to meet him, man.
I start busting up because I could have easily spun it and said to him, he's 17, 18. I ain't ever going to touch the youth. You get it? Especially if we're talking. So in my head, I'm thinking, it's just mad, isn't it? That's an example.
Remember, I think, I don't know if you remember, there was one youth from our hood. I'm not going to say his name. There was one youth from our hood who was making videos about us. And I think the Somalis around that area sent it to us, innit?
Yeah.
So I think I saw the video and he was cussing me and you specifically, violating us. Then one day I came out the opticians and I saw him walking. Yeah. I stopped him. I was like, yo, bro, aren't you the person that was talking? And then he literally immediately was like, nah, bro, obviously I'm just trying to grow my platform and but I really rate what you man do.
They might not want
to
grow your platform.
No.
How many Malis were cussing and saying, I'm not done.
So imagine he was like, yeah, bro, I'm just trying to grow a platform, but I really mess with you and Chunks. Like, you guys have been about for a minute. And I was just like, bro, I was like, listen, just please stop doing those videos because they're not cool, innit? And I was like, and then I went to my car, yeah. So I drove up. I get right outside my house. I go and snap. My man's story. I bro, a man just saw darkest. Da-da-da-da. I had to G-check. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Who's this shit?
I'll tell you after. I'll tell you after.
Lost it.
It was a 20-minute jet. He's still wearing the same shirt.
And
the same
I have it back in his face.
You have it back in his face.
Lost his also.
You mean that's a problem with a lot of people this generation? Because we've all been banged in the face.
No,
you have.
I'm too real.
You see that one there?
My mum's life, I've never been banged in the face.
Yeah.
Not even, even all your scraps, you've never been banged in the face once. You've got caught with
one. You have to remember, bro, I've been scrapped twice.
Oh, for my whole
life. That one's good, though. I like that one. No, but do you know what, yeah? Besides all of that, though, regardless of the hate, there is a lot that we've done, right? And do you know what? I remember when I first started doing YouTube, yeah? Or even working, doing content.
Mm-hmm.
I remember someone saying this is the first time we've seen something like this happen, right? In terms of young people making a name for themselves. Because 10, 15 years ago, content creation wasn't even a thing, right? Now there's a thing where if we're in the next 10 years' time, and I'm sure all the young content creators that are coming up, they watch the man them and go, I want to do what they've done, but I want to do it better, right? That is legacy.
Mm.
Now, what would you want to say, in 10, 15 years when you've retired or you stopped doing this, what would you want your legacy to be? Chunks, and when they speak about Chunks, what do you want them to say?
Genuinely, hand on heart, I'm just a guy that just wanted to make people laugh.
What do you want to be remembered?
That's it.
Well, like, I think that's
you know what? And that's the answer I wanted.
That's what it is. That's me being honest. That's a very good answer. In terms of, like, I want to be able to be like, oh yeah, my man, he had a very good run. Like, he was funny. He was very funny. That's it for me. Obviously, with Nico, for example, shout out like Nico, KSI.
Yeah.
These men are really on this legacy thing in terms of I want to be remembered as one of the best UK YouTubers. I've got Nico as one of my best friends. Same way, of course, you guys do the same. I've got AJ as one of my best friends. I'm looking at these guys and I'm thinking, content-wise, I don't think there's anyone better than these guys in the UK. I don't know, it might be biased, but that's me being honest there. Yeah. So my opinion on YouTube changed very early on in life when I thought, I said to myself, let me try to be one of the best legacy YouTubers in the UK, yeah? When I've now met Nico, I said, let me just enjoy YouTube. You know what I mean? Like I said, let me just, because broski, alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik.
He's got the mind for it.
The GOAT, bro. Yeah, the UK GOAT. Him and KSI, literally, funny enough, I just filmed them now. Yeah. Them two in the different bag. My thing is, I just want to be remembered that guy from the ends that was funny, that made us laugh, that was relatable. That's my thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Alhamdulillah. But for myself,
Look after the fam. Yeah, yeah. Because that's one thing I've learned about you two, especially. And it opened up my understanding, even though I was, you know, I grew up with a lot of Somali people, but you guys, family is number one. It's actually number one. And seeing how you guys are with your family, yeah? And even when I met your mom and I met your dad, yeah? Mm. I remember when we was in Qatar for Match for Hope, you know, I was rolling with your dad.
Yeah, of course, he told me.
You had to let me skate.
No. He told me.
I understood because they treat everybody like family. It's as if like I was raised in the same with your Ma Jay and everything else. Yeah. Now I understand more why you have that outlook of, bro, it's not about what it was when I first started. Because you now understand that, bro, it's your family, bro. Like, we don't know how long they're going to be here for. The time that we have with them, we got to spend it. And forget the outside noise.
Yeah.
So the legacy stuff, it will come anyway.
Yeah.
And it's not for us to say what we're going to be known for.
It's for the people. You don't really choose your own legacy.
Yeah,
you can kind of guide it towards that direction.
With content, obviously, like I've been doing it for 10 years now. Yeah, I just had my flipping anniversary recently. I always thought like the content internet was part of my extended family. Yeah. But then in that 10 years, I've gone from loved to hate it, to dislike it. So it's just emotions change. Whereas my family, it's just been consistent. Love.
So
then you realize, you know what? Why am I trying to impress these people that are just fluctuating how they feel about me or dependent on a day or a statement I say? Whereas if I say something, my sisters would be like, my brother would be like, instead you should say like this, bro, but don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then just open, guy, you know what I mean? Open arms, I'm back into their arms. You get what I'm trying to say? I can make a mistake, but what they should do is say, you should do this instead, broski. But you know what? It's fine. Mm. Forgive this person. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
The way the public forgive, like, look at forgiveness online to content.
It doesn't exist.
Is mental. Obviously, there's certain people that just need to be finished, you know what I mean, for certain things they do. But I'm saying, like, for somebody that's made a mistake, a trivial mistake here, instead of cussing them to Timbuktu, maybe just be like, oh, you know what? Let's make an excuse for this person. Mm. As you know what I mean? That's what you should be doing, making an excuse for it. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen. Again, it's fine, because guess what? Family, like Harry said.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All of us, yeah, a bit more.
We live in a shit world.
No, we do.
No, we live in a shit world.
Do
you know what it is, though? Yeah, I genuinely, you don't know. I couldn't give.
No, no, he's not from day one. No,
I've never cared.
He's never given.
I don't care. My real life, bro. My son.
Yeah.
Bro, your man's done Umrah 3 times. Things that Allah chooses the people that gets to do those things. Within that, people will be like, "Oh, he's doing it for show." Brother, what show is this then, man? Let me watch it then. You know what I mean? It's
hey, there's one time I saw you at Umrah. He was on Instagram Live and he was like, "Yo, £25 free duas for you and your family."
Who said that?
Well, I'll show you the video straight after this. Ooh. On my mom, random Marley brother, I don't know him. I saw him on TikTok and it was like a screenshot of his religion. He's at Instagram. He was shut in the eyes at Umrah.
Bro, and you know what? Can I be honest with you? If I'm going to say the most beneficial thing that's ever happened in my YouTube career, it's the message you sent me at 6:30, and I'll never forget the time. Do you want to go and do Umrah? I would never have been able to do that if I didn't start doing YouTube. Because then I saw, and there's so many things that I cut out of my life because of that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So that's why I always say I don't care, because I'm like, bro, man's real life, if Allah wants me to stop doing this, that's what is meant to happen. That is it. And I think that's why I said I'm so happy the way you view things now. And I'm happy you don't let it get to you. And even you as well. Like, I feel
I'm still a little bit in that.
Yeah, but that's why sometimes slaps is needed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and I've got this one every if you need it.
Like,
but anyway, moving on. We all have like things that are said about us, that you just think, where did you get this one from?
Yeah.
What's the most confusing rumor you've heard about yourself?
That I'm gay. I've heard that one. That one made my day though, man. I said, so where then? Go on, show me my boyfriend. Man, come on. Let's go. That one was a good one. Well, I said, you know what? I've heard that one. I said, where from?
No, that's good.
No,
though,
but
man.
Based on what?
Brother, no, I've heard some crazy
based
ones,
on
man.
What?
I've heard some.
No, I've heard that about me, but me makes sense. Because, bro, I used to run like bare camp jokes.
Because
I'm so good at that accent. Things for Allah, but you're too good at that accent. You definitely play for that team.
No, I've just heard different things about me, man. Like, things I can't even say on it. Genuinely, it's mental.
I can't
anything under the sun. It's been about me.
Yeah, I remember though. I'll never forget, So I was on, this is like early on in my Snapchat career, Someone sent a video in my group chat, I thought it was me. And it was a porno. Donnie had the same head shape, same facial expressions. I said, when did this happen? And then I looked at the drawing that it was Ras. I said, I could handle that one. But it was in my group chat. People were sending it to me. And for a split second, you go, Ras, I didn't know I had that one there. He kept me, but it weren't me though.
Yeah, of course.
It weren't me, but... That's when I knew, but I took it as a positive. I was like, all right, cool. So my name's going out there for the right reasons.
You can't even be in there because you're a virgin. Anyway.
Never had one.
Yeah. So you've never even done anything.
Never.
And you got one son.
I don't know how that happened.
You know, you asked Allah. You said, please.
And I opened the door one day. Yeah. Daddy. I said, Alhamdulillah. Look, you know?
I opened the door.
Daddy.
Outside.
And why is he saying daddy already? How did he?
No. I didn't know what happened. Can't wait for that day. So what about you?
What's the same one, I'm gay.
Yeah.
But then my one makes more sense.
But did it? Because I don't know.
What?
Now, I've had crazy ones about you, that you had hair once. That's
no, well, I did. Come
we
on, man.
We know you came out and now just
I had Indian hair.
Nah, his hair was so soft and good.
Yeah.
Quality.
It was like ramen noodles.
No, you know the funniest story ever? When he told me how he started losing it. He just saw it on his pillow.
Left got up and he didn't follow. He said, yo, come on, man.
Yeah. Bro, I tried everything. I thought it was the shampoo I was using. No, it was the blood.
Yeah.
It was the blood. But bro, you know, you've never met my dad, innit? I'll show you a picture. But I come from a family of monks on my dad's side. Mm. Everyone's bald.
Serious?
Every single person is bald. Yeah, just a bunch of barlets. And we're up, though.
No. That's good, though. Yeah. No, but you're in your bag right now.
Yeah. I'm living up.
Because Dark is with a beanie.
Yeah.
Didn't really like him.
Do you know who my granddad is? I'll give you a fun fact.
Who?
You know the Somali writing?
Yeah.
He's the one that made it.
Say Wallah.
Yeah, you know. Like,
what's his name?
Musa Hachi Ismail.
I Google him.
That's amazing.
So he's got a thing. Had was it
Wikipedia?
What's his like? Was it not Nani's nickname for him?
No, but on Wikipedia it's Musa Hachi Ismail, but the what's it called? The actual what everyone knows him as is Galal, and Galal I think has something got to do with being bald.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't so Galal like gleaming?
Yeah, because sort of yeah.
Gleaming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's amazing. Yeah. Does he know you?
No, I've never met him.
I say he's not with us no more.
Yeah, he's not with us no more. I've never met him.
Okay, cool. I thought you met him and you knew what was going on.
Oh, no. Okay. If he had me speaking Somali today, he would be very disappointed in me.
Yeah,
because I don't understand a word about what's going on.
One thing I want to talk about, we spoke about Nico earlier, Nico and Traitors. Now look,
you call that one underwhelming.
I was with you in the car when we was in Tanzania and you was telling me about...
Oh my God, yes.
I remember. You was telling me about Nico going on Traitors, how much he loves the show.
Yeah.
I started watching Traitors because of Nico. He's left, I'm still watching it.
Is he still watching
it? I'm in there. Jonathan Rossi.
I'm not big on those kind of shows, but when did Nico leave?
Episode 2.
So you see when the credits are coming up? Yeah. Nico's at the door.
Yeah, Jahan Dalhat, episode 1, yeah, majority was about just introducing who is in there.
Yeah.
2, yeah.
So was he the first person voted out?
Second. First person voted out, yes, because Paloma came out Paloma came out because Alan touched her.
Yeah, no, everyone, if you've watched this.
Yeah, episode 1 and 2 we're talking about. Nine now. But basically, the first person to be voted out by those three were the man, what's it called? The traitors, basically. Mm, yeah. So Nico, because of the fact that he was the outsider, he's a YouTuber.
Was he the youngest there?
Him and Cat Burns, Ruth as well, I guess.
Do you think it was fair?
Of course not. But at the end of the day, I feel like what happens is it's like schooly in terms of, the playground where you have your friends and people just kind of ostracize you and you're not a part of them.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like because everybody from TV all knows each other, whereas Nico is kind of like that YouTuber that we don't really know.
And they
also
know him.
We know him for doing stunts and stuff. Stay over there.
But I know they know him for his pranks that they said, come on.
That's what I'm trying to say. Stephen Friendly who was off the bat.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know what? We don't know who you are and you play pranks. Safe, man.
Yeah, good day.
But it's unfortunate because it's kind of like the logic he was given was so logical.
But you know when someone's telling the truth and you know they're a faithful,
yeah, and you still vote them
so
out.
It's so bad because you just
it's
think,
bad, man.
But this might be the worst group of faithfuls I've ever seen.
No.
So is it faithful? How many traitors?
3.
3 traitors and then there's meant to be like 15, 16 faithfuls.
So if the traitors win, what do they get?
It's money for charity. Rights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I
thought bragging rights and money for charity.
Oh, is it?
So it's £100,000.
So what about if the faithful win? Same thing.
You give it to your designated charities.
Oh, okay. This is more about...
But in the real ones, where it's normal people, they win the money for themselves. Oh, okay. Yeah, but it's never up to 100K.
Can the traitors traitor themselves?
Yeah, no. So the traitor, if I'm now a traitor, you're a traitor. If everyone's saying you're the traitor, I can now vote for you.
So it's like mafia, basically.
Essentially.
So it's like mafia, walking around the yard.
It's like imposter, but with that being said, I think we should play our own version of imposter right now. Amy, you've got Chunks' number, right? All right. So what you're going to do is, you're going to get a text, and you know how imposter goes, right? You've got to say one word to describe the person, right? So it could be anything from a footballer, celebrity, basketball, anything. So Amy, when you're ready. Got yours? All right, who wants to start?
Me, I'll go.
Yeah?
Okay. Iconic.
Adverts.
Legendary.
Yeah, man.
Devil.
I know who the traitor is now. I know. You've been good though, man. You've been good. Records.
Okay, this is where shit gets sticky. I need to know what you say.
Imposter. I don't know who you guys are thinking about.
Wayne Rooney.
When you said advert, I've never seen Wayne Rooney in advert.
He said advert.
Yeah. I said advert.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You've never seen Wayne Rooney in adverts.
What advert has he been in?
Nike adverts.
Oh, first.
FIFA adverts.
Come on, man.
I thought you meant advert for like Gillette or something.
No, when you said legendary, I said
he's a legend.
No, but you.
No, he got legendary from me saying iconic.
That's what I said.
What
are we doing here?
No, well, like, come on, she helped me. Come on. You look good and say like Devil.
He did.
Red Devil.
So you knew off the bat what he was on.
When he said that, I said, cannot be you.
Everton.
Huh?
No,
if you said that, Head's gone now.
Yeah, flying.
I don't know who it is.
But I didn't know it is. I just didn't know even where to go.
Yeah.
So I said, just
and yeah. It's good that he started because you had chances, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, all yeah. Right, next one, please, Amy. Yeah, that's good. I like that one, though. Where's the imposter?
Just get me out of there.
No, please.
Everyone got it?
Yeah, you start.
Me, yeah?
Yeah.
So you obviously got an issue with that. Legendary.
Millions. What's funny?
All right, cool, go. Smith.
Jolie.
What'd you say?
Jolie.
I know what you're trying to do there.
The way you do it is crazy. Go on, where are you going to go then?
Box office.
That's the one word. Yeah, fair enough. But you're also just trying to get away with something. I know, I like it though. Yeah. No, I do. I do
what are you
hate
talking
it.
About?
Go on.
Go on.
Versatile.
That's kind of vegeta as well, man.
Versta.
Leng.
You want to miss me?
No, it's not you.
You just said things.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Did you want to play the game?
Okay, go on.
Leng.
Adopted.
Cool.
Wait.
I got him exactly. You know the way I got you where I want you as well?
Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah, go on.
Go on.
Aniston.
3, 2, 1.
Brad Pitt.
Okay, so who's the imposter then?
Who is it?
I'm gonna vote for you.
I think it's you.
I guess who I'm voting for.
How do you know it's Brad Pitt though?
Do you know why?
Why?
You said Smith, Mr. and Mrs. Smith,
yeah.
Jolie.
Yeah.
I said millions because I said, what the fuck? I thought, you know what? Let me just say
millions.
He's got
crazy.
Bread. He's got bread. All right, cool. So yeah, me and Darkest was in Abu Dhabi, right? And he said he wanted to add something to our podcast, right? Which is answering impossible questions, yeah? Oh, so yes. We're going to read some and we have to literally come to some sort of agreement. Of what we think, or individually what we think, right?
Mm.
So the first one is, a random man brutally kills your 5-year-old child in front of you. He confesses he knows the location of 20 kidnapped children. He says he will give the exact address of all 20 children if you don't call the police. What do you do?
I'm dead in him.
Just getting rid of him?
Early.
But then no one's ever gonna know where there's 20 children. Did you know it is?
And it is though. You have to remember, bro.
What?
Do you witness the man brutally killing your son
in front of you, bro?
So
yeah.
If you think the logic's going to be in place there,
yeah,
then you've lost your mind there.
My thing is, in front of you, your instinct isn't, oh my god, call the police. He's right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Me and him.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to meet my son then.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to remember, bro.
No.
Let's
okay,
logical,
that's if you
man.
Find out in the same moment. What if it was like premeditated? Like, no,
no
let's
but it
say
says
you witnessed it
in front of you. Your child
in front of you.
He can do it in front of me on a Friday, but then I'll buck him again on a Tuesday.
Listen to this. You just seen an ex of you then turns around and says, I know where 20... You think you're trying to listen to what he's saying.
Respectfully,
nah,
20 just, kids,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, there's one which is right here in front of you, which is mine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, is this game over?
Okay, but I'll try find out before I dead him. But he's dead either way, though.
Look, you're not, bro, I know you.
Tell me where the fucking youths are!
Yeah, no, what's that going to do to help you and your kids?
I don't know.
Like, it's
let's be honest, bro, emotions are emotions, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to control
myself.
I'm
going to strangle the youth so hard.
Yeah.
That generally, I want to feel his vein there.
Yeah. The esophagus.
Yeah,
like, I need it in my hand.
Like, if he said kill your cousin in front of me, then okay, cool. I'm not that bad. Let's listen to what he has to say.
I told you, this shows you who he really is. All right, cool. Next one.
Oh,
you
want to
read?
Can I read?
No, I like when you read, you know.
Thanks, appreciate it. Oh, yeah. A terrorist says they'll detonate a bomb at noon in a crowded area unless you publicly confess to a crime you didn't commit. Confessing will ruin your life and make you a wanted criminal. Do you confess to save strangers?
No.
Can we just have it?
Whatever.
It depends. Is it a Westfield?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, all jokes aside, terrorist says they'll detonate a bomb at noon.
It's a fish Stratford, I don't go in it.
Confess to a crime you didn't commit. Nah.
Bro.
Bro.
You want me to live a lie and suffer for in a shop? Bro, I'm not
now
even
now I think
there.
About it now, when I try to tell people it was me that saved their lives, I'm not even getting credit anyway.
Yeah.
That's the point,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, true.
They might hit you with the LNG.
Camille, genuinely, what is the ethically right answer to doing that?
Ethically, right? Yeah. It's the firm that.
It's the firm that, yeah.
Firm the crime you didn't commit.
But we're in the world right now
where it's not
ethics ain't there no more.
There's no moral compass. There's no high ground.
So me personally, if I now go and take that charge,
yeah,
I don't even know what the charge is. It could be even worse. It could be a worse, heinous crime. Yeah. And then I'm there sitting in jail now, 45 years, can't see nothing.
And everyone hates you as well.
Everyone hates you. Good I'm point. Getting fucked up in jail, but I did the right thing. come on, man.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to regret it after day three.
Yeah.
Because after day three,
I'm going to regret when I'm doing this, searching my arsehole for webs and that. There's no point.
No, Miffington Central Station, man. Yeah. Generally. Yeah, all right, cool. This one here, though, Amy, this is what. See, the thing is about Amy. By the way.
Go on.
This is all Amy.
Amy came up with this. I think Amy's, we need to.
And ChatGPT, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, and this is why I want to promote therapy because all of these.
Amy's quite morbid. Press A, your mother instantly dies but restores the life of 100 strangers. Press B, kills 100 strangers but saves your friend. Which do you prefer?
Wait, what? What's going on? Is my mum and my strangers and my brethren? Yeah. What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah. That was confusing to me.
Say that again.
So press A.
The mother instantly dies but restores the life of 100 strangers. Press B, kills 100 strangers but saves your friend.
That's impossible. B. So 100 strangers just gone?
But my brethren saved.
Yeah?
You know, I hope you don't know that everyone's doing this.
Yeah.
What? Bear in mind also, you have to do one of them. Your mother dead?
No, never happened.
Come on, man.
Now, my brethren, though, you have to have me for life now.
So this is essentially your mom or your best friend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Basically, it's either you're saving 100 people.
Or you're killing.
And you're saving 100 people whilst killing your mum, or you're killing 100 people, which is the bad thing, but you're saving your friend.
No, 100 people gone.
My mum's staying with me.
I'll do it one by one. Every 100 days. Yeah. One a day.
I don't have to press the button. Just give me a whip.
Yeah.
I'll do it 100 myself.
Yeah.
In the crowd. This is what happened. That's a joke, by the way.
Yeah.
That was nuts. Okay, Amy, can I be honest with you? This one is stupid.
Gone.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You can teleport anywhere instantly, but every time you do, a random object in your house disappears forever. How often do you teleport?
I teleport until my house goes missing. Yeah,
bro,
I can teleport into a hotel room.
Yeah.
No one knows I'm in there. I'm conked.
No, teleport into a bag.
I don't have a yard.
Guess what? As soon as I get bagged as well, when they wake up, guess what?
Teleport. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. You can't bag me.
Hey, what would be your teleport thing? How would you teleport?
this one's good.
And I'm off. Whatever I like, just bone out.
Aye, that's crazy.
That's cold.
What would yours be?
No, I'm just like,
yeah.
No. Like, I'll be honest with you, I don't think any superpower beats teleporting, you know.
Well, flying's
flying's crazy, though.
It's exhilarating.
Yeah.
What?
Exhilarating.
Traffic in your car, traffic.
Yeah, I'd just be flying over these.
Yeah.
Gone.
And you can fly with your car.
Why would you have a car if you could fly?
Nah, but you might.
I was trying to help you, man.
Clark Kent? Huh? Superman? Does he just fly for no reason?
Yeah, but he's trying to hide his identity. Are you
exactly.
Hide?
I'm hiding my identity.
Would you hide your identity?
Yeah, of course, bro.
I'm not telling one soul.
Bro, you think I'm going to be broad day with it?
Why the fuck? They're going to be on you.
I'm not going to trust them. I'm going to tell some all of a sudden MI5 is at my front door. It all makes sense.
They're going to try to end me off.
What about being invisible?
I've got a power. I'm not going to tell no one.
What is it then?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Do you think being invisible is better than teleporting?
Teleport is better.
No, teleporting is the greatest thing on planet Earth.
Teleporting is better, man.
You don't have to pay for tickets anymore.
You're in the ends. Yeah. Someone grabs you like this. You can't teleport no more because you can't do this. They've got your hands. Yeah. They know your thing. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Being invisible.
My new one's this one.
What's it getting shot?
My new one's this one.
No, but being invisible, you can still get shot. If you just sprays everywhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, come on, man.
You got sense. Brother, I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what it is.
All right, last one. You have to poison someone out of these two people, a pregnant woman or one member of an elderly married couple. If you poison the elderly, the other one will live alone for the rest of their lives. Who do you choose and why?
Elderly.
Yeah, no, salam alaikum.
Ofsky, man. You're gone soon, man.
Yeah. You got like 2 weeks left, so I'm saying.
Yeah, love.
Like, you can live by yourself. I'm going for the elderly couple.
Yeah, the elderly couple. Obviously, it's going to be sad, of course, but I'm trying to save a new life compared to an old one. That's off soon.
Yeah, true. But then he goes, how do you know they're off soon?
Okay, elderly is what we're talking, 70 plus?
Mm. Yeah.
Average life expectancy in the UK is maybe, what, 80 something?
Yeah.
15 years or potential 85 years.
True.
Yeah.
I don't want to do either, but I've got to do one. You put me in this stupid
scenario. No, it's true. It's Amy's fault. It's actually Amy's fault. Amy's the one that's.
But he's the one that came up with the concept in Dubai.
Yeah, he did. In Abu Dhabi.
You came up with this, no?
Yeah, but I didn't come up with this specific one.
All right, Chunks. Appreciate you, though, bro. First guest of season two. If you had one quote to leave this episode with, what would it be?
Fuck it.
Yeah, I like that, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. Just fuck it. I hear it. Like, why not?
Right now, I'm with Spice GG.
Crazy.
I like that girl. That means I like Freaky.
Ooh. That's when he's jumping. Like, he's got nothing else.
Like that, nah, I got some.
Go
ahead. I'm going to wait for my boy, though.
His name Chunks, but it was Chunks underscore EN.
Ooh. Mm.
I don't know where he was, but he was being on the fleeing. I don't care about the TN on the lean.
It's not where you finish, it's where you begin.
Yeah.
Oh.
My son just ran in. He just went to the toilet.
Yeah.
I got a lot of haters right now. I can't avoid them.
Ooh.
But I don't paint pictures, I point them.
Mm.
I like that.
But yeah, that was good. You know, I feel like you're
you sound
good
like
though.
Meek Mill.
Yeah. You got the same birthday as well?
Meek Mill. Yeah. Chasing money, that's a week for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, dinner, that's a week, Bill.
I'm a virgin, but I know how the Jeep feel.
I'm a virgin, but I know how the Jeep feel.
You can't come to me, that's a steep hill.
Ooh. What'd you say, son? Oh, he said keep trill.
Nah, okay.
He didn't say that.
No, I heard him.
Yeah.
I heard him.
But yeah. I heard him.
Yeah. Mm.
Spliffs, I don't burn them.
Mm.
Tables, I turn them.
Mm.
Bitches, I curve them.
Mm. Mm.
Ah, let us learn more.
Listen, this is Rich Chunks. You know where to find him. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you, my brother.
And yeah, season one, done. Season two, just started. Old and bold. We out. Peace up. Like, comment, and subscribe. You know the vibes for the vibes. Our slabs, your lives. Live them. Peace.